furiously, then what stopped this off then happens to be wearing a pair of Pumas this
and
morning.
You're wearing Adidas, like,
okay.
Yes.
They're getting riper and riper, yeah. As well. I tried, Bernie, you'll know this. You know, once trainers go bad,
yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah. I'll tell you what you do.
They're not leather, you can wash them.
Can you?
Yeah, you wash them in the washing machine.
No, I had disastrous results with this once, Bernie. I'll tell you what happened. Up in our bathroom's on the first floor of our house, and there's one of those wooden blinds, you know, there, right? And so last time I washed them, I thought, where can I put, because I thought they still were pretty strong. And so I opened up the bathroom window, and I put them on the window ledge,
yeah,
right?
That's common.
Okay, yeah, so I put them on the... But we had a party that night, about 30, 40 people around. Somebody went up in the bathroom, and the blind was up maybe 7 inches. All they could see was a pair of trainers on the ledge outside. And they dashed downstairs and said, somebody's upstairs peeping in the bathroom. You've got a pervert on the... He's looking at people going away, as I remember the actual words. So one must never wash them because it leads to that sort of stuff. I think I've got... What were you going to say? I've got some body mist. See those white lines, the white marks, as it came through the laces?
You've invested in body mist.
A whole tin of body mist.
Actually, I can't smell anything, so maybe it's working.
As the show progresses.
But you give me half an hour, I might have a different answer for you.
After that terrible chemical leak out in India that killed millions.
Bhopal.
Bhopal, that morning, they also said, you know, I can't smell a thing. I don't know what's the matter with it. Later, Alice.